You're listening to ABC Radio Melbourne.
Reaction to yesterday's unanimous acquittal of Cardinal George Pell and the quashing of his convictions for child sexual abuse continue this morning. Viv Waller is the lawyer for witness Jay, one of the two choir boys at the centre of the case against George Pell. Viv Waller is, of course, a solicitor. She's principal of Waller Legal. Viv Waller, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How has witness Jay reacted to yesterday's news?
Look, he's disappointed, but he, and he's quite relieved that it's all over. But he is also quite respectful of the appeals process, and he respects the court and he accepts the decision. And look, he does understand that in criminal matters, it's an important principle of human rights protection that in criminal cases, things must be proven beyond all reasonable doubt. And both he and I accept that on this occasion, the court ultimately formed the view that that evidentiary burden had not been discharged.
And that is the key, isn't it, here, that the court didn't find that Cardinal Pell didn't do it. It didn't find that the complainant was, a liar, that the evidence was unreliable. All it found was that there was reasonable doubt.
Yes, and the appeals courts do have that role. And look, my client is comforted by the fact that, a jury found him, found his evidence to be compelling, and the majority of the Court of Appeal found his evidence to be compelling. But ultimately, the High Court was of the view that the other evidence should have been given more weight in the minds of the jury, and that the other...
Or equal weight?
Well, look, I'm not sure, but the court said that the other evidence, what's being called the opportunity evidence, should have been enough to create a reasonable doubt in the minds of the jurors. So each case must turn on its facts, and we understand the reason why there is a high standard of proof in a criminal case, and we all accept that.
Do you see this as a repudiation of the Victorian judicial system, as some are calling it? The fact that you could have a jury, you could have two Court of Appeal judges, and none saw the flaws, and then it goes to the High Court and you get a unanimous decision?
Look, I am aware that for a lot of survivors and their families, that this acquittal has been quite triggering, and that there is for some people a loss of faith in the system for the reasons that you have just described. But we need to remember that this is one case, and when I'm looking for words of comfort for people who might be upset about this, I like to remember that the legal system has functioned pretty well. There are large numbers of Catholic clergy in different cases who have been convicted of criminal offences in Victoria. There's Christian Brothers Best, Dowland, Elmer, Farrell, Houston, Toomey and Weston. They've all been convicted. A whole string of Catholic priests, too long to list, but they include Father Ridsdale, Claffey, Coffey, Baker, Gannon, Glennon. The judicial system is working in appropriate cases. Each case must turn on its facts. And one of the things that Witness Jay is concerned about is he doesn't want people to be discouraged from reporting to the police. And I like to reflect on the fact that there have been a number of successful criminal prosecutions, too many to list.
Do you you give a very compelling reason why people shouldn't be, but do you think that they will be dissuaded? Do you think that in while not in fact, the impression will be the burden of proof has changed?
I don't think the burden of proof has changed, and I do accept that people feel discouraged. And for a lot of people, this case has taken on something of a symbolic significance for them, and it comes on the back of years of injustice to sexual assault survivors, particularly in institutional abuse. So I absolutely understand that despair, and I acknowledge that it is there. And I just want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that each of those convictions has rested on the courage of a complainant coming forward to the police. And also, when survivors do engage with proper authorities, such as the Royal Commission, great things are achieved on the back of that, the courage of survivors speaking out. So all the things that flowed from the Royal Commission, the National Apology, the Redress Scheme, the National Office for Child Safety, law reform making civil claims easier, law reform introducing new criminal offences to enhance child protection, all of that has been achieved because survivors have come forward and engaged with the proper authorities.
Witness J, of course, has always maintained that this case does not define him. As you say, he accepts the decision of the court and he respects the decision of the court. So he now moves on?
He is doing his best to stay focused on those things that support and enhance his recovery. It can be hard for people to stay focused on those things when there is an ongoing court process over a long period of time.
This has been 5 years, of course, hasn't it?
Look, it has been 5 years. It's been a difficult journey for him. Of course, he is disappointed, but he is relieved that it is over, and he is not a person who bears any grudges or bitter feelings. I spent quite a bit of time with him yesterday, and his main concern really is how other people are feeling. He wants everyone to know that he's okay, and he wants everyone to be okay, and he wants to thank those people, and particularly those members of the public who have sent him messages of support and kindness.
Viv Waller, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Viv Waller there, the lawyer for Witness J.